Happy are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways. You've commanded your precepts to be diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. And I shall not be put to shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments. I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous ordinances. I will observe your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me.
See, I have set before you today life and prosperity, death and adversity. If you obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, that I am commanding you today, by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. But if your heart turns away and you do not hear but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall certainly perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so you and your descendants may live. Loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him, for that means life to you and length of days, so you may live in the land that your Lord swore to give to your ancestors, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
I'm a preacher, and that doesn't mean that I'm holier than you are, or better than you are, smarter than you are, better in any way. A preacher is somebody that God gives a message to, and it's my job to impart that to you. And sometimes, I don't know if you realize it, but you're hearing sermons through the week that misplaced preachers or other kinds of preachers give. Sometimes I think comedians are preachers. They have a message they're trying to get across, and it's something that's on their heart, and so they find a funny way to relay that. And sometimes musicians are preachers. Marty Stewart said of Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, everybody, that they were misplaced preachers, all of them, every last one of them. And sometimes songwriters can be preachers. And this morning, the psalms that were read, the psalm that was read, and the passage from Deuteronomy, these are sermons for you that have been written by somebody. God put a message on their heart, and they relate it to the rest of you, for all of us. Well, it's sometimes as simple as turning on your radio. I'm going to share with you the lyrics to a song that appeared, it's a sermon actually, that appeared 50 years ago on a band that I'm not too crazy about, but I appreciate this message. It's on Lynyrd Skynyrd's first album. And before I begin, I just want to tell you, I double-checked with Jeff Phillips. Right now, there are no girls in the troop or in the pack, so I can address this to a young man. However, I think this message, if you take all the gender terms and correct them, it applies to all of us, men and women. And I also made a couple of changes to the lyrics so that everybody could feel like they belong to this sermon in song. It's called A Simple Man, and it was written on the death of Ronnie Van Zant's grandmother. And I'll just share the lyrics with you. This is something that I wish I had heard when I was your age. Maybe I did and I wasn't listening. I don't know. Mama told me when I was young, come sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Take your time. Don't live too fast. Troubles will come, and they will pass. You'll find someone and you'll find love. And don't forget, son, there is someone up above. And be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Be a simple kind of man. Won't you do this for me, son, if you can? Forget your lust for the rich man's gold. All that you need is in your soul. You can do this if you try. All I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Be a simple kind of man. Won't you do this for me, son, if you can? Boy, don't you worry. You'll find yourself. Follow your heart and nothing else. And if you do this, you can do this if you try. All I want for you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Be a simple kind of man. Won't you do this for me, son, if you can? Be a simple man. Be something you love and understand. Be a simple kind of man. I don't know if they knew they were preaching a sermon, but it spoke to me all these years. You know, and you can see now, the passages that were read in the scriptures, if you follow God, God will go with you and you will be blessed. If you decide not to follow God, you'll suffer the consequences. These passages are simple. Simple devotion, simple faith, listening to God, following God, make life simple. Now, older people will tell you that sometimes life gets complicated, and that is true. Very true. But you don't have to become complicated. You can stay simple. Keep your simple faith. Keep your simple relationship. Keep some of the things that you're hearing right now in Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts, the things that they're teaching you, a lot of the values that they're trying to impart upon you are what you need to keep your life simple, even as the world around you gets complicated. And most of all, get close to God as much as is humanly possible. Do the right thing as you understand it. And then accept God's forgiveness. Yes, God is forgiving. Accept God's forgiveness when you mess up. And here's another promise to you. You will mess up. We all do. Perhaps I'm oversimplifying things. Maybe it's more complicated than that, but I don't think that you have to be more complicated than that. Listen to the sermon in song. Be a simple kind of man.